Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And it is a community connection on your first day of March, and of course it is Election Day, as the Senator said. It's also the first day that tickets are available to the public everywhere for our Taste of Home Cooking School. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Charlie. It is the first day tickets are on sale, so race out and get them.
I've lost track of the number of years that we've done this, but it is a popular event, and we sell out or nearly sell out every year.
That's true. We do. It's a great event, and I've been doing them for 12 years, and you guys have been doing them for longer than that, so for quite some time.
Yeah.
The show is on April 5th. It is the Taste of Home Cooking School, brought to you by Taste of Home Cooking Magazine. We're going to talk to Jamie in just a minute. She's our culinary specialist, but it's a very exciting, fun event for you and your friends. Come out to the show. We've got lots of vendors to see, and then we move into the auditorium where Jamie will cook 8 recipes, start to finish, on stage, and it's kind of like being at Food Network. You get to watch her whisk and whip and
Nice, better than Food Network. You get to smell it while it's
Yes, that's true. And it's kind of torture. I'm on stage with her, and I can smell all of those recipes. And as long as there's no mushrooms, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, Jamie, I'm sure we'll work that out. Jamie's joining us by phone. Good morning, Jamie Dunn. Nice to have you along as part of the program this morning as well.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be coming back to Bartlesville.
Well, it's because you grew up here.
Exactly.
Well, and Tammy mentioned no mushrooms. How do you manage to meet the requests of the staff and still have good stuff?
You know what? We are mushroom-free this season, so Tammy will be glad about that. But, you know, we just try to bring out great recipes that have been tested that we know people are going to be able to use on a daily basis as well as for special occasions. So that's what we look for, just great recipes, and that's what I have this year.
Well, you've got great recipes every year. You do 2 shows for us a year, and every one of them, whether I get to taste it or not, it's good stuff. And, of course, that's the nice thing to me about Taste of Home all the way around. This is not something that you guys dreamed up in your test kitchens. These came from real people who said, this is something I want to share with the world.
Absolutely, and we really do both. We have recipes that are developed in our test kitchens by real home cooks. We have actual home atmosphere where we develop recipes, but we also get 6,000 recipes a year from readers across the country.
Wow, that's amazing that many people are out there sharing good stuff. And you and I and Tammy and Dory and everybody else are the beneficiary of that.
That's right. It's so much fun because I'm not a great cook. I seem to have not paid attention when my mom was teaching me that. My kids are very picky eaters. But it's fun because Jamie gives you lots of options, and they're easy recipes that you can tweak. And she gives you all the, if you don't have this, then you can use this. And if your kids don't like that, then try this. Or my favorite thing is the tips and tricks that Jamie tells. But I love that you get to go home with the recipes that she cooks on stage. So you can recreate those immediately with your family if you see something that you love.
Yeah, that's at least 8 great people that are headed home with good stuff.
That's true.
Unless, of course, you get together in the parking lot and just share it after the show.
I keep trying to convince people to just meet me behind stage and we'll split them after the show, but I haven't had anybody agree to it yet.
Well, if you see Tammy at the show, and I hope you do, then maybe you can work something out with it. At least share the dessert anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my favorite part anyway. I always make Jamie let me lick the bowl.
Well, that's good. At least somebody gets to. Jamie, how do you manage to choose? I mean, I know you walk in with the staff and you got a list of I don't know how many possible recipes that you could do that particular show, but still somebody's got to put that list together, and whether it's you or somebody else, you've got to have fun choosing what you're going to do for us.
Oh, we really do. We have fun testing, different recipes and seeing how we can put this together for a great spring lineup. And one of the ones that I'm making on stage this year that I think people are going to love is a buffalo chicken lasagna. And so, it's that classic lasagna, but it's got that buffalo flavor that's really trending. So that is really a fun recipe. But I have hors d'oeuvres. I have, of course, the desserts that Tammy loves. Got a couple of those. But then we have, just all things. And the great point is that whether you're a new cook or maybe you've been cooking for many years, hopefully you're going to find something to inspire you, to get you going, to really keep you cooking at home and shaving those calories off your daily diet.
Well, I don't. My Italian grandmother served chicken and lasagna, but I don't remember her actually putting the chicken in the lasagna. Sounds interesting, though.
It's really good.
I'll bet it is. So we'll talk about that. And of course, Tammy, we got a lot of great businesses that come together and help us out, and including selling the tickets.
We really do. Tickets are available starting today at Cliff's Flooring and Windows in downtown Bartlesville, RCB Bank, The French Nest, The Bling Barn in Dewey, Keepsake Candles, United Supermarkets. They're our grocery sponsor this year, and they'll be giving away 20 bags of groceries. Mm-hmm. The Tallgrass Art Gallery in Pawhuska, here at Bartlesville Radio, $11 online at bartlesvilleradio.com, or $13 at the Bartlesville Community Center. But we have lots and lots of booths that'll be there. Speaking of booths, if you have a business that will benefit from this audience, then give us a call.
And you don't have to necessarily have a food or cooking-related business, just something that people who cook would like to see.
People who eat, and I think that there's not many that aren't those people. So if your business would benefit from being in front of a big audience on a Tuesday evening, this is a great audience to have. So call me. Again, it's Tammy at 918-336-1001. We've still got a little bit of space, but the booth area will sell out. So there are lots of things to see at our booth vendor area. Access Medical Centers, Ahava Cafe will be giving samples. Arvest Bank will be there. Bartlesville Braces. The Bartlesville Community Center, which is where we're hosting the event this year again. Bartlesville Custom Cabinets will be doing our cabinets on stage. The Bartlesville Print Shop, Cherokee Casino Ramona, and they're always popular for their little giveaways. Classic Catering will be selling food for dinner, so will Dinks, so will Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli. So come straight from work. The doors open at 5. Then you come in and reserve your seat, pick your spot, and then browse the booths, have some dinner, hang out with your friends, get ready for the show.
And it's a great show. Bring your friends along, whether it's a mother-daughter thing or a church group thing, or you just want to come by yourself because you can't find anybody else who wants to come with you. It's going to be a fun evening.
It is going to be fun. It's an all-ages show. It's an both gender show. Our male audience is growing. So I could say it's a girls' night out, but when I'm giving away door prizes, it seems that I don't know what the men do to their drawing slips that make us pull them out, but we've got a lot of guys that win our door prizes, and there's lots of door prizes to win.
Well, we coat them with testosterone just to make sure that you find
it. Something. But tickets are on sale starting today. The show is, again, April 5th. It's a Tuesday at the Bartlesville Community Center. And there's, like I said, lots and lots of booths to browse from.
Well, what if you want to get in early and maybe spend a little bit of time with Jamie before the show?
You know what? I'll let Jerry talk about our VIPs.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the VIP experience is so fun. How many tickets? Do you have any tickets left, Tammy?
Do we have any VIP tickets yet?
All of our tickets are on sale today. This is the first day for our tickets. We did sell some out at our early bird special at the Spring Fashion and Bridal Expo at the mall. But yes, this is the first official day for tickets to go on sale. So we do have those VIP tickets available here at the radio station.
Okay, well, I want Jamie to talk about it for just a minute. But when you get a VIP ticket, what do you get? Let's go to Jamie. What do people get when they come in for VIP?
Well, the great thing is they get to come into the booth a little bit early, and then we do a backstage tour. So you get to come back and see how we put the show together and how we structure it, and then I'll take you on stage and show you all the really secret aspects. You know, as I do the show, you know, we have lots of different ways to structure it so that it comes off really smoothly. And I like to just have time with the VIPs to talk with them about recipes, how we do the show, anything they like to talk about, and that is really great. And they get in early, so... Also, don't forget this part. They get the Simple, Easy, Fast, Slow Cooker book, and it is our newest, our greatest cookbook on the market.
Wow, that is tremendous. And would you sign it for them?
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, it really is a personal time with those people just to get to spend time with them, signing, talking, just enjoying each other.
Well, besides that, I think they get front row seats, so they get to be up close and personal for the show itself, too. That's really a great deal. And I know you're busy putting the show together, but I have to believe you have a lot of fun spending, you know, not quite one-on-one, but close time with the folks that come down early for the VIP and just sharing all the super secret inside stuff.
It really is a lot of fun, and I tell you what, if I was going to buy a ticket today, I would get down there and get that VIP ticket, because this cookbook is cool, and then all the aspects that go with the ticket are just amazing and a true value for the price of the ticket.
Wow, okay. Well, in that case, Jerry, how does somebody get a VIP ticket?
VIP tickets are available here at the radio station only, so you could either call us, you can come up here, and they're $35. You'll call, we can take credit cards, we can take cash, and we can take checks, so it's just however you would like to do it.
Okay, 918-336-1001. They could call right now, right?
That's right, they can call right now.
or later if they choose to, if they're in the car. And please don't run into the guy in front of you if you're just trying to call for tickets. So there are enough to go around, at least for a little while. But this is a fun experience. I know some of the people who buy the VIP tickets buy them every year in, year out, because they have so much fun. So, I don't know.
It is lots of fun. The VIP is one of my favorite times because they do get in early, and that's unique because we sell 50 VIP tickets, and so those doors for the vendor area open at 4:30, so you get some private booth browsing time. It can get a little bit hectic, so that's always nice. It's a nice, calm shopping experience. We have everything from Signature Home Styles with Kathy Thompson, The Pampered Chef. We've got Salad Master, Darn Good Seasonings, Wendell's Rockin' Jewelry. I get my rings cleaned at least once a year at the Taste of Home.
And they talk about setting a date for it. You just happen to have the date as the day of our show.
That's exactly right. Keepsake Candles, they always have great things for sale. Mary Kay with Kathy Langley will be there. Curbside Closet and the Cottage Door. Classic Catering will have food for sale. Tri-County Tech Center will be there. RCB Bank's always there. They generally have yardsticks that they hand out. Mm-hmm. So that seems to be really popular. I don't know what everybody does with their yardsticks, but I have one above at least three doors in my house.
There you go. Well, it doesn't matter when you need one, you need one.
I don't use it for the same things my mom used to use it for, although I should have more. So I should have spanked my kids with it a little more, I think. No, I'm just teasing.
You can't make up for past misbehavior. You have to go on.
Sam's Club will be there signing up new members.
Okay.
That's always exciting. The Vintage Loft always puts a coupon in our goodie bag. Green Country Village, they always have a wonderful giveaway. Swimming holes, it's about time to start thinking summer. I'm ready.
Yeah.
My feet are ready to get out of my socks. And so Jeff and his crew at Swimming Holes, they've got the big green egg cookers, and they've got pools and any pool needs that you could have. But he does a great job. The French Nest, they're a new ticket outlet this year, and Candy Pister and her team have some beautiful things for sale. Ramona Flowers and Dewey, she puts a great booth together. La Villa del Duce, I never can say that name. Never.
La Villa de Dulce.
Yeah. Okay, well, she makes yummy treats.
Okay, La Villa, the city, Dulce is sweet or sugar, so, you know, can it work?
She makes sweet treats.
There you go.
And she's really sweet. They are. Yeah. Access Medical Centers, I always love when they bring their little Band-Aid or pill holders. Bartlesville Custom Cabinets will be there. Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center is a participating sponsor. The Bling Barn in Dewey is a ticket outlet, and they'll have some beautiful treats for sale. Wise Boot and Shoe Repair, I'm wearing some boots that Otis just resold for me. He's a great guy up there in Dewey.
It's nice to have a cobbler.
It really is. It's a lost art. It really and he stays covered up. He said he kept trying to sell my boots. He had people keep trying to buy my boots last time they were up there.
Well, you got good stuff.
Well, I said if he could have got $1,000, I'd have sure sold them. Tallgrass Art Gallery, they're a new sponsor this year. They're also a ticket outlet. They're over in Pawhuska, so stop in when you cruise through Pawhuska. Tupperware by Ann. I always end up with something from her booth. She's got some great things. My favorite is the little citrus peeler that she has for, I don't know, they're like $1 or $2. Mm-hmm. Longaberger Baskets, Jane Fisher will be there. Jericho Tile and Stone Outfitters are a participating sponsor, and Ferris Heating and Air. And the list keeps on growing.
Well, and if somebody would like to get on that list, they can give you a call.
That's right. We still have some space available. There are all kinds of ways to participate. The important thing is the show is Tuesday, April 5th, and you can get your tickets starting today.
Okay. Well, Jamie, it sounds like you got a great lineup for us, and I know we're going to talk to you again, but starting off with, we're probably not going to start off with the lasagna. You typically start off with something a little bit lighter for us, don't you?
Actually, we're going to start off with that lasagna. We're just going to jump right in with both feet and get going. And you know what? One other thing we're going to make are crepes. So I have so many recipes, and hopefully one of these will become one of your family favorites, and you'll enjoy these. So you got to come out and get those great recipes. You're going to go home with tons of great ideas and inspiration.
Well, and not only do you send the dish home, but you send it home well-presented, ready for them to either just, maybe pop it in the refrigerator for overnight and then serve it the next night for dinner.
Absolutely. So, you know, the food is beautiful, but yet it's also functional, and people are going to enjoy not only trying to make it at home, but if they win it and get to take it home, they're going to love that too. So lots of things to see and do at the show. Just a great fun night out, and I just encourage you to get your tickets and really plan on being with it.
Well, and some feature that I think we nearly always spotlight when we're talking about Taste of Home, and that's our Cooks Who Care feature as well. It's an opportunity for people to, I'll say, pay it forward, pass it along, or just do a nice thing for somebody in the community, right?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. It goes to Martha's Task, and everybody who brings a canned good, that all goes together. And so many times, I mean, they've just taken loads and boxes down to Martha's Task, and that's a great way for cooks in your community to give right back to the people that need it.
It is, and it's a great way to just think about those who might not be there and pass along some good food to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tammy?
That's right. It's so much fun. If you haven't been, come again. If you've been before, it's a different show every year. If you haven't been, come join us. If you've been there before, come again. It's wonderful.
And bring a friend.
And with your ticket, you get a goodie bag that's stuffed with all kinds of amazing treats and prizes. You also get two cookbooks, one that we'll be cooking from that night that you can only get if you attend a cooking school. And there are only four in the state of Oklahoma this spring. So our show will put up against any show, but it's an awesome time. There's going to be lots of fun little utensils and treats in the goodie bag. There's some national sponsor treats. There are coupons and information from lots of our local businesses, but it's really a great bag. And so you kind of, if you trade your ticket for your bag, then you walk out with an added value because you get a subscription, a digital subscription to either the Taste of Home, the Family Handyman magazine, or the Reader's Digest. Is that correct, Jamie?
That is correct, and those are great because you can take that digital subscription with you to the store. You don't need to make a grocery list. It's right there on your phone.
Well, if you do need to make the grocery list, that's the nice thing about your website is if I can put in pot roast if I want to, and it'll print out all the ingredients that I need so I can make sure I can do that and do my shopping and then go home and do it right.
Yeah, at tasteofhome.com, I mean, you can access 50,000 great recipes. And just like you said, Charlie, there's a shopping list. We even have some tips and tricks in a digital form if you need some. But, you know, the best way to really get excited about cooking is just come out and experience it live. And really, Bartlesville is the premier show in Oklahoma, so I hope you'll come out and be involved in this great event.
Well, so many of us are not learners that we have to, you know, we can read it and do it right the first time. It always helps if somebody shows us, and that's what you're there for, is to kind of, you know, walk us through, and we actually get to watch you do it and make sure that we do it right the first time.
And, you know, really, that's my passion, and that's teaching and instructing and cooking. So it really is just for everybody, and it's a fun night. Even if you say, well, I'm not much of a cook, well, just come out and have a great time then.
Also, we have group ticket sales. So for any groups, 10 or more, grab your group of friends, your bunco group, your church group, just your best friends, and call us in advance. You can call the radio station at 336-1001, and we can you save $1 a ticket if you have a group of 10 or more.
Okay.
So it's a great way to get a big group. It's always more fun in numbers.
Well, that's it. You can comment back and forth to each other. You came as friends, you're going to leave as friends, and somebody might walk home with some good stuff.
That's right. The prizes are amazing that we get to give out. They vary from year to year, but it's always fun. We always give many, many door prizes.
Well, and you talked about that goodie bag, and I want to emphasize that just a little bit. The value of what you're receiving in the bag, at least as far as I'm concerned, exceeds the price of the ticket, and you haven't seen the show yet.
That's right. It absolutely does, because of the value of that digital subscription alone.
So you know, it's a win-win situation for everybody, and it's a fun night out for whether it's all gals or all guys or some mixed area group somewhere along the line.
That's true. Historically, this show has sold out, so don't wait for your tickets. Go ahead and get your tickets early and plan a big group. It'll be fun.
Okay, and I am to refer people to the website or to the Sunrise Reporter for the entire list of sponsors and where they can get to tickets, but we know we can get them right here.
That's true.
Jamie, I look forward to talking to you again, and I'll tell you, if you only do the lasagna, it sounds like it's going to be a fun evening for me.
Well, I hope so. I think everybody's going to love the recipes, and Charlie, we'll make sure you get to taste something this year.
That'll be great. Jamie, thank you so much for your time this morning. Jamie Dunn, the show instructor par excellence, who is going to be out there for us again this year on the stage at the Community Center. Jamie, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to being with you again.
All right. That's going to be a fun evening. Get your tickets, particularly those VIP tickets. They are available now, 918-336-1001. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Oklahoma voters heading to the polls today to vote in the presidential primary. You'll find candidates who've dropped out of the race recently still on the ballot.